Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Ever since the famous neurosurgeon Ben Carson gave his gutsy keynote speech at last year's National Prayer Breakfast, many have encouraged him to run for public office. Carson believes that what the public really wants is not so much him, but the return of common sense to solve our ever-increasing problems. In his new book called One Nation, Carson gives an account of America's worst problems, along with ideas on how we can solve them. In glimpses we get of his early life, we can see that young Ben Carson was saved from street life by education. Both teachers and his mother pushed him to excel. Because of this, his heart is heavy about our public education system and parents who do not seem to want responsibility for what their children are taught. Carson understands that citizens cannot be involved in our society if they are unable to inform themselves about current events and if they are not familiar with American history. He exposes his concern about massive overspending and debt that is being foisted on future generations. Debt-ridden big government programs give absolutely nothing to the poor, but lack of results and continued poverty. Ben Carson describes welfare as demeaning to the poor. In our current situation of government gridlock, Dr. Carson encourages that we consider opinions and positions of others and then move forward to a meaningful compromise. Politicians are so entrenched in their positions that civil discourse seems impossible, and the mainstream media intentionally inhibit important conversation by provoking emotions. Ben Carson does not promote compromises that result in giving up principles, however. Dr. Carson calls on our nation to rekindle enthusiasm for individual freedom and the reestablishment of the U.S. Constitution as the most important document in America.
The clear and intentional assault on religious freedom by the Obama administration is documented in a new book by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer titled No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. You can help stop the campaign to secularize America. Get your copy of No Higher Power on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller, on this Friday. And I do believe the date today is the 12th. Of December, and Danny Boy, I have no return back here. I can hear it. Oh. It's got a little bit of delay to it.
A little bit, but it's there.
Yeah, but you're not as delayed as I am. At any rate. Okay, I'm going to shut that off. That's maddening. Is it echoing in your ear as well?
Yes.
Okay, so I guess we'll just do away with that. All right, hey. Better than a sharp stick in the eye, as they say.
It is.
We were... A gentleman called in yesterday, and I was able to hop on the show. And if anybody's confused about yesterday, I was as well. A lot of stress... Always under a lot of stress. That's, you know, it's one thing to walk a tight wire and you're 1,000 feet off the ground, but it's another thing to walk a tight wire if you're 4 inches off the floor. There's no danger if you're 4 inches off the floor, because if you fall off of that, the worst you could do is, well, maybe sprain an ankle. But if you're doing the high wire act and you're 1,000 feet up and there's no net and you don't have a parachute, hey, you know, it's going to be splat time when you hit the ground. Yesterday was really weird, because in 21 years of broadcasting, I have never worked with a setup that I don't hear my own voice in my own headset, and that's how I would regulate my own voice. Now, lucky for us that this is not automated, and controls are not set, and there's nobody manning the controls at the other end of all this stuff, so that's a good thing. But yesterday, between the driving and stressing and doing all that other stuff, I had a registered nurse here on hand, and you said the little episode was what?
It's a TIA of the optic vessels.
A TIA of the optic vessels.
It's shaving where the oxygen, I guess, would cut down.
Okay, and so we're talking about oxygen deficiency. Okay. And literally, I could not see.
But by the end of the show, you came back the last segment, and you were great.
Yeah, for 10 minutes.
Well, 10 minutes with you is more than an hour with some other people. It was terrific that you came back.
Well, I appreciate that. But has anybody else... I mean, of all the dumb, stupid things to happen... I mean, folks, I've been around, I've seen a lot of things.
There are certain things you can't control. They're beyond your control. That was what was supposed to happen. You were supposed to relax. You did.
Well, I... yeah. Well, I...
driving for 12, 14 hours. Come on,
John. Yeah, but that didn't have anything to do with the driving. It's the stress level I'm under, and you add a little bit more stress, and all of a sudden you go blind. That ain't normal. Erskine, I've seen a lot of things, done a lot of things in my life. I know I'm not done seeing all things in life, because just when you think you've seen it all, guess what?
There up pops a devil, right?
Up pops another one. At any rate, where are we at today? Did we get a budget passed today? Are we going to shut down?
Oh, they're having lots of problems, but they passed the budget in the House. That's the one thing that happened, and nobody likes it. You've got a few people who want it, and it looks like business as usual, which is exactly what the people voted for. Business as usual, right? I mean, this is just ridiculous. We're in such a distress, and nobody's taking it seriously. Only the working people of this country are taking it seriously.
Well, excuse me, Erskine. Let me have a clarifying moment. The working people or the non-working people? Because
I'd say there's 40% who are working.
You know, I'm starting to see valid indicators of how many unemployed people there are. There is 100 million people in this country not working. 100 million. Okay, well, let's flash back to the darkest, dankest days of the deep, deep depression. And what was that? 1931, 32?
Something like that, right.
There were 25% people out of work. A quarter of the population out of work in this country.
Well, no, we're looking good. We're under 6% unemployment. You don't listen to the news, John. We're really looking great. This is terrific. We're in a great shape. Our jobs are coming back. This stimulus, it's workforce. The president has done a terrific job. He's brought us back. But if you want to look at the real figures, to throw water on this.
I was just starting to enjoy your fantasy there.
Look at what's happened, the number of people on food stamps. That gives you a real figure to look at. The number of people on food stamps is at an all-time record. 60% of the people are getting more from the federal government than paying in. That's where we're at right now. And you're wondering, where are we getting the money? We aren't getting the money. We don't have the money.
Geez. Now that's depressing.
I hate to bring you down. But, you know, facts are facts, and the situation's very simple. Liars don't figure, and figures don't lie. But the fact of the matter is, liars can figure, and they can put out whatever they want.
Well, I am assuming then, since we passed a new budget, and we're going to spend money that we don't have, we're going to have to borrow more from the banks to keep the federal government that's been helping us so much through all the stimulus and everything. Wait a minute. Well, everything is going to be okay then.
It's going to be fine. We're going to borrow from the banks. The banks get from Federal Reserve, which isn't federal and has no reserves. They turn the printing presses on, and it just keeps going on and on. It never ends. I mean, this is an absolutely ridiculous scenario. You're looking at it, I'm looking at it. At some point, it's musical chairs. Some point, you have to pay. How long can you run a credit card and borrow from another credit card? You can do that. You can borrow one credit card against another. Had a person who sent me an email, and the email is very simple. He said, I was in the Navy, and when I was working in the Navy, we were on shore leave, and they said, you know, we used to do a lot of drinking, but when we ran out of money, we quit. Doesn't the federal government know when to quit?
You know, it's funny you should say that, because I've made comments about the spending like a drunken sailor.
Right.
When the drunken sailor realizes he's not too drunk to realize that he's out of money and he can't drink anymore.
Absolutely. That's the difference between a drunken sailor and a Congress critter. They don't realize. They have no idea. They have every idea. It's there. But, you know, a senator and congressman has a sitting end and a thinking end, and their whole job depends upon their seat.
Dan, are you there? Danny boy, speak in my ear, please. Oh, Daniel.
I don't think you can hear him.
Danny boy, if you don't answer me, you're not getting paid Monday. Let's see how fast it responds.
Let me bring in one response to the a caller we had yesterday when we get back.
We're not gone yet, are we?
We're on our way.
Ah, yes, we are. Okay, then. We'll take the break. We're back in 3 minutes, folks.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Your money, what is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible. Just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
To the National Intel Report with John Stadtmiller.
I'm here.
This is National Intel Report with John Stadtmiller.
Hi. Oh, I thought you were going to plug me back in there.
You are plugged back in.
Well, no, yes. But you're going to You're going to have to...
A lot of things to talk about today, and John is going to let me talk about one thing right now, and that was a caller that we had yesterday who talked about the freedom of religion, and we're getting very, very close to Christmas time, and freedom of religion. He was saying things like, oh, we've got separation of church and state. It's guaranteed. It's in the Constitution. And John and I were saying, no, it isn't. Let's read the First Amendment to that caller. I'm not trying to come down on people, but the caller was totally wrong. First Amendment's very simple. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. Good. Or prohibiting. This is the part they preclude. Or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press. Freedom of religion, comes first, where it says, or establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Nothing about separation of church and state. That's interesting, isn't it, John?
Well, and I'm trying to get people to understand, and Erskine, the people that listen to this network, and I'm not bragging, but they're pretty smart people. They pay attention.
You got the best listeners anywhere. They want to be involved. They want to understand the Constitution, and you've been teaching them. They have done a wonderful job with the guest and yourself who's been on here. They understand it, but some of the finer points, there is so much disinformation that's being put out by our own government and by the talking heads on the lamestream media, that it's really difficult to get to the truth. You have to, when we're able to read the Constitution and actually tell people about it, hopefully, we're here in large part to enlighten people on this, aren't we?
I certainly hope so. I would like to think that we have the best educated radio audience in radio history. That's what I would like to believe. But here's something that's really been gnawing at me. We are in the middle of a societal, cultural, economic, political, personal meltdown in this country. And we can look around and we can see and we can point and say, see, there's an example, see, there's an example. But we have never been through this before. We were building, we were expanding, we were politically growing more powerful, economically we were growing. Now we're on the sleigh ride to hell, and somebody forgot to bring the snow. This is a bumpy ride. But what's really grinding me is to watch the... And we were talking, Erskine, yesterday, we were talking a little bit about this off air, that in this country, that... What does it look like when a country melts down, when it implodes or deconstructs or derezes or falls apart? Give it a name. I don't care what you use. And to sit here and watch this and not to have people that are passionate or angry or motivated to go out and to grab as many fellow Americans, I don't care how they do it, to beg with them, to plead with them, to buy them, to do whatever. And what we're seeing is do we call them socialist? Do we call them communist? Do we call them the devil's disciples, the evildoers, or people that have just forgotten what country they were born in and why and how we came to the point of so many of the aforementioned benefits and liberties and freedoms and economic and social and all of these different things? What we're seeing in this country is the class warfare starting up, intentionally done. You know, I mean, so many people...
That's the Saul Alinsky story. That's exactly what it is. They're following Saul Alinsky. And when you're talking about what's happening and what you're seeing, you've got the same thing. It was very interesting. Let me bring this up to you, John. There's a real topic for you. Remember when Germany decided to unify? They took East Germany, they took West Germany, and they said, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall, and he tore the wall down. He tore the wall down. And lo and behold, the two sides of Germany came together. They were appalled at what they saw in East Germany. That is the socialist paradise, workers' paradise, East Germany. The most decadent as far as pollution, everything else. People were in several shades of gray. That's where we're headed. If we don't turn this around, we will be East Germany looking back at what we used to be. And it all started, I think Charlotte Eisenbeit did such a marvelous job in her book she wrote 15, 20 years ago, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. And that's where we are.
Yeah. And it's, we get upset. I'm waiting for Manny to post a story. He's been working up there, but one of the stories that I posted, and I'll read it verbatim as soon as it gets up there, but just off of memory, a town in California, a school, 13-year-olds, sex education. Okay, well, this is, we're talking California. So what do? They farm the sex education out to Planned Parenthood. Uh-oh, that might be a problem. Yeah, Houston, we have a problem. The 13-year-olds, it's okay to have sex, as long as you're polite about it. And if you ask your sex partner, is it okay if I take my pants down? Or make sure that you have condoms and proper lubrication. I'm looking at this.
I thought anything under the age of consent was rape. They're teaching them to be rapists.
Well, is it rape if it's two children under 13 years of age, or under 18 years of age?
Absolutely is. Absolutely is.
So how do you... Then what do? Do you charge the kid or do you charge the parents? But see, the parents didn't even know this was going on and being taught in school.
No. No, and then you've got Planned Parenthood, which is what, the number one people who are for abortion in the country?
Yeah. Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing has consequences. You can just have an abortion. There are no consequences. That's one of the things we're being taught. No consequences. And when they do find there are consequences and somebody gets shot or somebody has a baby, then it's another story. Oh, how can society do this to us? Well, they're doing it to you because you didn't think there were any consequences. Kids go out. We were talking earlier how we used to do all sorts of things we shouldn't have done. But we didn't do things to harm people. Yeah. We didn't do things that hurt other people. We hurt anybody, be ourselves.
But here's the difference, Erskine. Your behavior was not sanctioned by a school or a government or an organization. If you did something naughty, you already knew it was naughty. If you got away with it, okay. You know, I got away with it.
Yeah, that. You got home, you tell your mother, and next thing you know, you get whipped again. Yeah, it worked that way.
Yeah.
Right.
But now, it's anything goes scenario. And this is where the problem is coming in. We talk about liberals. We talk about progressives. We talk about people that are making policies and rules and regulations and all the different things. There is no stopping this. And I keep saying this to people. This is why I'm getting so anxious and I'm getting so angry. Because there is no stopping this. And you and I were talking earlier. I know we got to go to break here.
There are no rules. There are no rules. Yeah, whatever you... Moral, as it was said by Hemingway, is what you feel good after. Now, that is not morality. Because morality, if I'm stepping into your territory and I'm doing something to you... That is not right.
Yeah, but Erskine,
and yet you're progressive.
But see, I want to do something. I'm free. I should be able to do anything I want to do. Why are you trying to make me feel guilty about it?
Well, you're stepping on my rights.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. When I stopped to do some walking, I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill, and I feel great.
I had 3 bypass 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day. Painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all. And it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way it could have went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
We are back, and you wanted to say something. We were talking during the break, Erskine. What did you have in mind?
I noticed something about the progressives versus those who we would call conservative. When you have a progressive, they want to pass laws. You can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do the other. They want to make everything illegal. You food, you have to eat this, you have to eat that, you have to do the other. Can't have a big gulp, you can't have cigarettes, you can't have this. They had a law in Arizona, and it's called the Stupid Motorist Law. If somebody drives into a wash, and for those in the rest of the country, you don't know what that is, but you've got rivers with no water in it, and all of a sudden, if it rains a little bit, there's nowhere for it to go, and the river will come up, take your car away. Well, the situation is, they said, if you're stupid enough to drive into a wash after it says not to, and we have to haul you out, then you're going to pay for it. They're not telling you you can't do it, but if you're going to do it, you're going to be stupid enough for it, you're going to have to pay for it. A liberal would tell you, you can't drive into that, or we have to be compassionate and pay for it. They're banning things, they're doing things regarding drugs, regarding all sorts of things, that they're telling you what you can and can't do. Do we not, as Americans, have a right to be stupid? I know we can fulfill that right to the max, but don't we have a right to be stupid?
Well, oh gosh.
It's not in the Constitution, but I think we do have a right to be stupid. When they're overly governing every aspect of your life, it's time to back off and say, you know, it may not be the best thing for you. Maybe drinking whole raw milk isn't the best thing for you, but if somebody wants to do it, drink the milk. You know, drink it. That's your right.
You know, I've said this before, and I got a little bit descriptive, and I will not repeat the story again, but I drink whole milk. Yeah, it's a little bit more expensive, but a gallon of milk will last me 2 weeks. And I've been doing this now for three and a half years.
Right.
Never gotten sick. It's amazing that I can take this milk, I take the cream out of it, and I use it in my coffee. I drink the milk. It's wonderfully tasting stuff. The other pasteurized, homogenized, whatever, petrified stuff, whatever they do to it, it had negative side and health effects on me. It really did. When I start drinking this whole milk, which, by the way, lasts in my refrigerator 2 weeks.
Right.
Try doing that with this pasteurized crap that you get. And the funny thing about whole raw milk, when it starts to turn, it turns into cottage cheese, but it doesn't stink like sour milk.
Well, that was just an example, and it's a very good example. But they want to regulate every aspect of your life.
Absolutely.
Everything you do.
For your safety, yeah.
I'm tired of being protected. I don't need Nanny protecting me. We're both big boys and girls out there. You don't need to be protected from every little aspect.
Well, and let's ask the question, whose life is it anyhow, and who has the dominion to tell you what you should eat, what you should drink, how you should... Whose life is it anyhow?
If you're getting drunk and you're driving out there, yes, you're forming a hazard to somebody. That could be a danger to somebody. That I see. But if you're drinking whole milk, what's the danger? To you? Or maybe there isn't any danger. It's your right.
I don't know. I think it's served me well over the last 3.5 years. Let's go to the phone, Sovereign Man in Freedom Land. Hello, Sovereign Man.
Good afternoon, gentlemen, or good evening, depending on where you are. Hold on, let me take you off the speaker.
I had a little communication with Clint earlier today, and he had a real good revelation. I've known these things for quite some time, and he finally figured it out, which is really good, and maybe he'll speak on these things tonight on his program. But the whole thing of the Constitution and the nation and all that, that's actually a box. It's a cage that's been constructed to capture our mind. You know, the whole notion of the Constitution and what should be and shouldn't. Well, actually, the Constitution, this is what we've been told, that is the premise in which this newly formed nation, which is actually a corporation, is the parameters in which they're supposed to operate. Well, you both know as well as I do that it's a lie and that they don't operate within those parameters. What they do is they tell us that we're supposed to operate within these, and these are your rights and your freedoms. But this is the thing. If you want to give them jurisdiction over your life, that's up to you. You can volunteer. There's a really good site that I ran across. It's called Bible Law versus the United States Constitution. I'm reading this one here. It says Chapter 1, Amendment 1, Government-Sanctioned Polytheism. Okay? Me personally, I don't believe that the United States, was created as a Christian nation to promote love and peace and tranquility throughout the world. I think it's actually the opposite. And there's actually a guy, I don't know if you ever heard of him. His name is, Eustace Mullins, the other guy. There's a video he has on YouTube. It's called America's Secret Destiny by Ralph Epperson. That's it. And he said that America comes from the word Amoratius, which is an American deity, Native American deity that's linked to Lucifer. So in essence, America means land of Lucifer, not Amerigo Vespucci.
Well,
think about this. Hold on, let me finish my thought, John. Think about this. Who creates all the weapons of mass destruction that have gone around the world? Now, it's so evil that it's even in our food, in our water, in our air. It's actually a war on mankind.
Well, let me. You brought up several points there, and let me see if I can address this. Look, I don't doubt that a lot of the founders were Christian men. Now, when they wrote the Constitution, it was issues that the government couldn't get involved with. Okay? It had its limitations. This is how the government was limited. And was the country put together on biblical law? Well, I can't say that it was. It's more of a secular setup. But what was involved in this was simply this, that in order to set up a government that everybody can work with, everybody understands the rules, and you don't color outside those lines. You know, this is what we were talking about initially at the beginning of the show, about separation of church and state. There wasn't anything in the Constitution about that. But how the founders viewed this was, there's nothing mentioned in the Constitution about separation of church and state. Not everything that is relevant to daily lives and our living and morality and ethics and all that stuff could be put in a Constitution. This was limiting the government and its power and what it could do. The rest was up to us as a culture, as a society, as living human beings based on a belief system. It prohibited the government from setting up that church. And I've heard these arguments before.
John,
yeah, did it have to do with commerce? Yeah. Certainly it did. It did sovereignty.
The state is the church. The church is the state. It's all based on a belief system.
Well, I don't subscribe to that.
Well,
you study
the law, it all goes down to Roman law, John.
Well, I don't doubt that either. There's a lot of that's been thrown in there. But every piece of what we are, not only us in this country, but in the history of mankind, we borrowed a little bit from the previous generation and the previous millennium and going back when. And I know this is hard for people to understand, and it's even really hard to talk about. But we didn't start a country and a brand new race of people with a brand new brain and a brand new way of thinking. There were bits and pieces and everything else that were taken from different times, different cultures, different backgrounds, different countries. And I understand what you're saying, and I understand what you're relaying here to me about Clint Richardson. But what do we have in this country? How do you set up a form of government? Do we base it totally on the Bible? Okay, let's do it on the Bible and let's throw the Constitution out. But what if the people themselves don't believe in the Bible, or they don't believe in God or Jesus or anything else? What are you going to do with those people?
It all comes back down to, you know,
Yeah. See, now we're going deep down the rabbit hole. Alright, do me a favor. Fred in Iowa, everybody hold on, 800-313-9443. Hang on, Sovereign Man.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Alrighty, we are back. Sovereign Man, still there?
I am.
Okay. You see where I'm going with this?
I understand.
And it is the hardest thing to try to verbalize and construct into some cognitive discussion. And I've spoken to a lot of people about this. Eustace Mullins and myself got into a discussion very similar about this nature in Washington, D.C., 10 years ago. I've talked to a lot of people about this. And a form of government that we have, and we can say a lot of things about it, and we can mark and map out where it is departed from the, I would say, the intentions of the founders.
Well, I think those intentions were an ensnarement. Okay, I can walk you around the District of Columbia. I can show you from its design the occult nature of it.
I know all that. You know, the obelisk, I mean, you know, the reflecting
pole. Well, that's
pole.
Just part of it, yeah. John. I mean, yeah. it's real deep stuff. Actually, I want to, y'all will, and I'll be able to go to the Free Your Mind conference up in PA, and maybe I'll get to take a tour of the Masonic Lodge up there with all those esoteric secrets that are hidden inside.
Let me ask you this, Soberman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. You free your mind, your butt will follow. But where's your butt going to end up?
Well, this is the thing. it doesn't matter, John. This is what's happening is we are volunteering to be slaves. Once you sever the jurisdiction, see, that's why the King James Bible is relevant, because that is the basis of their law that they are operating under, not our law. Our law is what it's written on the hearts of men. If I injure you, then I have to, you know, reciprocate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I should be held accountable. There's no accountability today in the public servant.
Well, and that's the fault of the type of government we have, or the men that are in the government?
No, I don't think that's it, John. I think that it is designed. It always has been. It's been, and as my friend Lark would say, it's a form of creeping communitarianism, okay? It's the Russian two-step, and they've been doing it step by step by step. Okay.
No. They have taken the Constitution and they perverted it. It was a great document, but over the years they have taken it.
Well, you can worship that document all you want.
Look at how
it ain't
going to
change
anything. Oh, we've got freedom. We've got separation of church and state. We don't. They have perverted it. It's become George Orwell. They're taking the words. They're changing the words around.
Absolutely.
The words don't have the meaning that they did. It is a great document that has become perverted by man.
Well,
totally perverted from where it originally started, in my opinion. It's not being used the same way. You've got creative judges who are ruling on, it's a living, breathing document, creating and always changing.
Well, no,
it isn't changing. It is a document that was written.
Scalia said that the Constitution is dead, dead, dead. Go do a search on it. You know, if it was such a great thing, why wasn't Scalia pulled off the bench and put in bracelets? When that witch that's in the House, you know, the Speaker of the House, when she says, we can't read it till we pass it.
Right.
That's when she should have got some new bracelets, some new jewelry.
No, I understand that. But we're talking about compromised people across the board. Erskine and I were talking about this earlier today, of how they've got goods and blackmailable issues on every one of these people in the United States Congress.
That's how they're controlling them, with the DARPA and all of that, with the 7 football fields in Utah. If J. Edgar Hoover could control people with 27 file drawers, and now they've got all this other information, what do they have? None of us are squeaky clean, and if you don't go with us on this, we're going to do that. And that has totally, totally destroyed democracy in many respects.
Well, and that, there's another thing again. What democracy? We're supposed to be a constitutionally limited republic.
You're right. There I go slipping. See, and we're all been brainwashed into using the wrong words. They have taken our democratic constitutional republic, and they have destroyed it to where the voting doesn't matter. None of this matters, because whoever you get in, sure, they start out good, and then they get the goods.
Actually, Erskine, if you look in the CIA fact book, and you list where it lists all the forms of governments, the mind control systems,
right?
That's what government means, mind control. It will list the United States as a federal republic. That's what it says. It doesn't say anything about constitutional anything.
Okay. All right, well, Sovereign Man, I appreciate your call, and I understand what you're saying. I really do. But I don't know at this point how we get the people in Washington, D.C., or hell, even the people at our own state level, in our own houses, our own state legislatures, to follow the state constitutions. I don't know how to do that, except that it is up to us as the individuals to get together, go to these people, try to get them to do the right thing, try to do the constitutional thing, and if they will not, okay, what options do we have right now? I think it should be, if there's clear violation of the Constitution, I think that should be chargeable. That person should be charged with treason or whatever. Mm-hmm. But let me just do this. Fourth Amendment. Okay, we all understand what I'm from the government. I'm here to help. I don't need your help, and I don't need you snooping around. The right of the people to be secure in the persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures. They have determined what is now reasonable for the safety and security of the country. So they're changing things. Shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue. Well, what warrants? They don't even need warrants anymore. They've changed that. All they have to do is have a reasonable suspicion for safety purposes or national security, and they don't need a damn warrant. Warrants? We don't need no stinking warrants. And they will not issue one. Or if they do, it'll be rubber stamped. You don't even get to see it before they crash into your property for whatever damn reason they're there. Supported by the oath or affirmation. Oath to what? I would say that would be the Constitution. Or oath of office and operating in a constitutional manner. Describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Against what law? Okay?
I don't disagree with you there, but I think it's actually the oath to the people.
Now, I'll tell you what this is coming down to. And this is my viewpoint after doing this stuff for 21 years. People are picking fly crap out of the sugar bowl now. Now they're going back to the founders. Now they're going back to the Declaration. Now they're going back to the writing the Constitution. And they're now saying, well, see, you know, that was intentionally done there. This is what they really intended to do. That's not what your understanding is.
Well,
and I'm going, you know, we can do this until the cows come home. In the meantime, the guys with the shiny badges and the six guns are going to make demands, and you better comply or you're going to die.
Yeah, well, I think that what's going to happen, John, is that these quote-unquote National Liberty Alliance are going to have to form local militias and start pointing the cameras and other things at these people. And if they don't do what they're told to do in the right manner for the communities, for the people, they're going to be apprehended and they're going to be tried. I think it's coming, John. It's almost time.
Well, you may be right. I've never seen a government that has overthrown its people that the people could hold up a piece of paper or hold up a sign or a placard in demonstration and change the attitude of the oppressors. So, you may be right. I thank you for your call, Sovereign Man.
Thank you. Have a blessed weekend.
Okay. Fred in Iowa, hang on. I'll take your call after the top. Ed in Dallas, hang on. Got to take top of the hour break. Erskine is sitting in with me. I'm actually sitting in Phoenix, Arizona.
You betcha.
All right, top of the hour break, folks. Everybody hang on. We'll continue to take calls. And I'm going to do the story about California and what they're doing with 13-year-olds now. You don't think things are out of control in morality and ethics? Separation of church and state is not the issue. It's the separation of ethics and morality. And where the hell did that come from? We'll be back.
With finance.